A bill to protect utilities from vandalism and trespassing has cleared its first committee hearing. The bill includes protections for electrical and communications structures, pipelines, and temporary pipe yards. The Senate Energy and Commerce Committee has removed a controversial section from the original bill, but at least one legislator says the state might still end up in court, as it did last year with the riot-boosting law. The state director of the Sierra Club came into the hearing as an opponent, but ended up switching sides. Mark Winiger said he had a specific objection to imposing sanctions on conspirators. He likened it to the riot-boosting law of 2019 that went after protest supporters.
My opposition was on Section 6, and I saw that and I thought, oh my God, here we go to federal court again.
He testified that the Sierra Club does not condone trespass and vandalism, and with the elimination of Section 6, he was okay with the bill. However, Winiger changed his mind again after he heard Senator Craig Kennedy questioning energy lobbyist Brett Kenneke, who helped to draft the bill that makes it a crime to interfere with construction.
So tell me how you interfere with the construction of a pipeline. Does that include protesting?
It doesn't include all forms of protest. Protesters can certainly interfere, but protest doesn't have to be an interference.
Kenneke says punishment is increased if the interference was done knowingly, and it would be up to the prosecutor to prove the mindset of the defendant. Kennedy voted against the bill and gave his reason.
You're dealing with the fact that people may protest a pipeline construction, and we're going to be right back in federal court, and we're going to be sued again for a First Amendment violation.
The bill passed 5-2, with Senator Blake Curd joining Kennedy in dissent. After the hearing, Mark Winiger sent out an alert that Sierra Club opposes Senate Bill 151 and that he had contacted the organization's attorneys. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.